read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, pupils and students nationwide return to school tomorrow for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. Extreme weather conditions put much of the United States on high alert, and Lekki-Fir topped the Guinness Women's Super League after the 5 matches. Good afternoon. Classes resume nationwide tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. The term characterized by the organization of many extracurricular activities leading up to Youth Day celebrations is considered as crucial and decisive, with teachers expected to cover their syllabuses. The school reopening comes at the end of a festive season marked by the 2025 New Year message of the head of state to the nation, reassured teachers in the country of ongoing efforts made by the government to address the aspirations and concerns of teachers. In the meantime, travel agencies in certain parts of the country, including Garwa, are battling with a huge influx of passengers who are having a hard time securing tickets due to a shortage of buses. Yet among the passengers are many students returning to school for the second term. Mercy Ashu Niabuye captured the ambiance in Garwa and now reports.
Unending queues, which seem to have no end, and parking lots for buses filled up with travelers who are heading for different destinations. This, coupled with looks of anxiety and worry on the availability of buses and arrival time, gives a clear picture of what this travel agency in Garwa looks like a few days after the New Year's feast. I'm a student in the University of Marwa. I've been here since midday to grab a ticket for Marwa, and classes begin on Monday. It's not working. I've been here since yesterday morning. I want to go to Douala with my children. We have been abandoned, and they have vehicles that are heading to Fano. On the other side of the counter are ticket sales agents who are doing their best to satisfy the huge numbers of travelers who are streaming into the agency, but they can only do this much. Abubakar Baba are chiefs of travel agencies in Garwa. Since morning, we've done 3 trips, one for Yaoundé, and we're waiting for another bus to take off to Douala. But we cannot satisfy everyone because there are buses blocked on the other side too. But on the Marwa-Yagwa axis, we have no problem. Managing the needs of travelers after the New Year's feast is one of those challenging moments for travel agencies to consolidate or lose their clientele to competitors in the transport business. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garwa.
Few hours to the resumption of classes for the second term, travel agencies in the city of Beto are just as bustling with activity. Passengers who wish to travel to different destinations are finding it hard to obtain a ticket as buses cannot accommodate the influx of the passengers. Tala LT tells us more.
Traveling out of Betwa this Sunday requires a lot of patience. In different travel agencies, buses keep coming and going, but the crowd seems not to move. Idrisu and Anne Octavie are travelers. I came here since morning to see off my family traveling to Garwa. I was in Belabo, where I spent the end of year festivities with my family. Getting a bus back was not easy. This rush hour has pushed heads of travel agencies to readjust their logistics and travel plans. Yann Tonier is manager of a travel agency.
We put at the disposal of our passengers good buses. We also ensure that the travel plans are respected, even though it is difficult.
Officials of the Ministry of Transport are also on the field to ensure the safety of these travelers. Jean-Paul Ngake is Lomangerem Divisional Delegate of Transport. We found a bus transporting gas cylinders, which is prohibited. We asked them to offload these cylinders with immediate effect. Meeting the demands of passengers during this period is a nightmare heads of travel agencies in Betwa have to face in spite of their limited logistics. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And this is CRTV News. In more news, the 40th annual seminar of the Bishops of Cameroon opens in Boya today. The Astier in Boya will be marked by solemn masses and working sessions. Today's inaugural ceremony will see the dedication of the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral in the Moliko neighborhood in Boya. The solemn closing ceremony will be presided over by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Grace Jose Aventino Daniel Bettencourt, and it will be marked by the blessing and dedication of the Christian Men Association National Secretariat in Boya. In more religious news, the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman, has urged CBC Christians to be exemplary and to give their full support to his successor, Reverend Dr. Teke John. He made the call during a heavily attended send-off ceremony at the Etugebe Baptist Church in Yaoundé today, Sunday. Gu Henry is on the line to the Etugebe Church. Hello, Henry.
Good afternoon, Ayi, and welcome to the Etugebe Baptist Church, where a cohort of dignitaries joined the Christians of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, to officially send forth the outgoing Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman at the helm of the church, drawing inspiration from Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 17. The outgoing executive president delivered an inspirational send-off sermon in which he called on the CBC Christians to support his successor, the Reverend Dr. T.K. John. He thanked the Christians for the reception, love, and kindness bestowed on him at the helm of the CBC for the past 4 years. A mandate, he added, was placed in truth, equity, and the development of the church, but one of the most challenged and achieved. Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman says, for not seeking the second mandate, he scored two goals in one, that of giving peace a chance and equity for allowing an official from the southwest region to be at the helm of the church after over 40 years. The CBC, through different orators, thanked the outgoing executive president, Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman, for his relentless and selfless services to God through his top-notch and exemplary leadership at the Cameroon Baptist Convention. Ngu Henry, reporting from the Etugebe Baptist Church.
Our reporter also talked with the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman, who had this special message.
My impressions are very good because the attendance was very heavy, with Christians coming from all over the country, some even from the extreme north, they were here. And I could see the participation and the joy that accompanied the service. It has not been an easy walk through the 4 years of leadership in the Cameroon Baptist Convention. And the message that I have left with CBC Christian as I leave is the message of peace, just like Jesus Christ did when he was leaving the disciples. And this is coming from John chapter 14, verse 27. The peace I leave with the CBC is the peace that I call for the entire country, because we need peace. I have left behind a lot of infrastructural development, holistic development, the message of peace. I have left behind another impression, namely that of fairness, that of equity to all Christians. And then I am calling upon all CBC Christians, we should abandon tribalism, we should abandon ad infinitum leadership, we should practice inclusive leadership.
We do apologize for the sound quality of the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Diteme Shaliman. He was talking there to Ngu Henry. In more news, local authorities and elites of the Diamari, led by the senior divisional officer of the division, Jean-Marc Ekwombarga, have visited some inmates of the Marua Central Prison. The boss of the Diamari revealed that the objective was to boost the morals of the detainees, encourage them to hold on to hope, and ultimately transform their lives upon release. The delegation generously donated foodstuffs and other essential items to support the inmates. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from CRTV Fanoff.
The relief packages donated to the inmates of the Marua Central Prison contained essential items including foodstuff, hygiene kits, and warm clothing. On behalf of the grateful beneficiaries, the superintendent of the Marua Central Prison, Fai Collins, expressed heartfelt appreciation to the donors, highlighting the profound impact of their kindness on the well-being of the detainees.
This shows the act of charity. The entire penitentiary community, the inmates, are happy for this gesture because it sends to them a message that the community have not rejected them. It is a message of comfort the SGO brought to the inmate, and this message was not only in words, it was accompanied with gifts that are very significant towards their direction.
Reiterating the government's unwavering commitment to supporting vulnerable populations, particularly during the festive season, the senior divisional officer for the Jamare, Jean-Marc Ekwambarga, emphasized that women and young inmates were the primary focus of this charitable initiative. The administrative authorities and local elite of the Jamare pledged to return with additional support, bringing hope and joy to the detainees. Marwa, Henry Tatuigambi, CLTV.
We take you to the Northwest, which last year tackled numerous challenges in the maintenance of peacekeeping measures. And in the following analysis, Kolde Dofuke Olivier of CRTV Northwest in Bamenda submits that it's essential to address underlining drivers of conflicts this year.
The Northwest region of Cameroon has faced significant challenges in maintaining peacekeeping measures due to the ongoing sociopolitical crisis. While there have been efforts to address the situation, there are implicit information on specific areas where the region has succeeded in maintaining peacekeeping measures. Though the deadly what is known today as the Anglophone crisis, some positive developments were noted in 2024. For instance, humanitarian assistance has reached tens of thousands of people in need, including those in far-to-reach areas. Additionally, efforts have been made to address severe acute malnutrition, with hundreds of children receiving treatment. To further enhance peacekeeping measures in the region, it's essential to address the underlying drivers of conflict, such as political marginalization, social inequality, and profound grievances, as well as support from humanitarian organizations, will be crucial in promoting peace and stability in the Northwest region in 2025. The presence of the known state armed groups and the ongoing violence between these groups and government forces on the line of duty created and is creating a complex security environment. This made it challenging to maintain peacekeeping measures and ensure the safety of civilians. Improvement must be made to liberalize restrictions on humanitarian access to affected areas, which made it difficult in 2024 to provide aid to those in need. Kolde Dofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Inhabitants of Ngaoundary have been sensitized on the importance of healthy eating and the risks associated with poor dietary habits. This was during a conference organized by dietitian Dr. Tonji Neba, who stressed the need for better dietary choices to avoid health conditions like diabetes and obesity. Elvis Wanji Banmia tells us more.
The impact of poor feeding habits, according to experts, is on the increase in Ngaoundary. Local residents have been turning to cheaper calorie-dense processed foods that are often high in sugars and unhealthy fats, leading to poor health outcomes such as obesity, diabetes, and stunted growth. A dietitian, Dr. Tonji Neba, in a recent conference in Ngaoundary, educated the population on how to improve feeding habits.
Consume things which are rich in probiotics, and then follow up with vegetables before protein and carbohydrates. That's actually going to help prevent glucose peaks.
The seminar included interactive discussions, cooking demonstrations using locally sourced ingredients, and served as a reminder that improving feeding habits requires not only individual commitment, but also systemic changes.
Always remember that each time that you eat or drink something, you are either healing or you are destroying yourself. So always be wary of what you eat and eat consciously. Don't eat just because you want to eat.
Participants left the conference with a renewed sense of responsibility, ready to embrace natural foods and embark on a journey towards better health. Elis Wajibania, CRTV News, Ngaoundary.
A project to construct a rehabilitation center in Limbe to provide assistance and care to people living with a mental disorder is in the pipeline. The project is one of many highlighted at the launch of a non-governmental organization in Limbe dubbed the Ekumes Charity Foundation. Kangelion Caesar tells us more.
Beyond the idea of the rehabilitation center for young persons living with mental health issues, the charitable organization is broad-based tackling the needs of vulnerable persons and communities. Ekome Anya Ebele, CEO of the foundation.
It's a charitable organization, so we don't specify just on a particular group of people. One of our first objectives is to help, to give support, to create rehabilitation centers. Creating a rehabilitation center is one of our goals, and that is going to be situated here in Limbe.
Prior to the launch, the organization had actively been involved in community support projects.
We had a charitable visit at the CDC Cottage Hospital in Siko, and also we visited the Sister of Judas Orphanage here in Limbe, where we donated some items to make the children very happy.
Beneficiaries also expressed gratitude to the foundation.
Glory, Ayo, we were privileged to be partakers of what they came to share with the individuals who were hospitalized, and those who receive something from this organization. We're really impressed, and we can say this is a kind gesture, and we pray that more of such should be.
The officials of the foundation further revealed that amongst the major objectives of the organization is the need to promote the 7 sustainable and development goals. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
And in news beyond our borders, tens of millions of Americans are bracing for a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. The storm, which started in the middle of the U.S., will move east in the next couple of days, according to the National Weather Service. A state of emergency has been declared in the states of Kentucky and Virginia, and parts of the U.S. unaccustomed to severe cold, including Mississippi and Florida, warned to expect treacherous conditions. In sports, like you heard in one of our top stories, Lekki Efi continue to top the Guinness Women's Super League after the 5 matches. They defeated Vision Foot 4-1 to stay on top of the league with 15 points. Harrison Ashu has the details in the following report.
6 wins and a total of 20 goals is the balance sheet of match day 5 of the Guinness Women's Super League. League leaders Lekki Efi humbled Vision Foot 4-1 to take their points to the top of the table to 15. Their rival, FC Bulova, humiliated Amazon Fab 5-1 in the first match at their next A of the Olympic Stadium in Yaoundé. Aitambong of Kambe defeated Jaspor 2-1 to move to the third position on the classification table. Struggling IS Hour defeated Cyclone of Douala 1-0, their first win of the season. Louvre Mimprof defeated Authentic Ladies 3-1 in the Guinness Echo to move closer to the top of the table. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Kaimanfi defeated Eclair of Sa 1-0. Following the results, Lekki Efi, FC Obolova and Itambong occupied the top 3 positions, while Cyclone FC, who are yet to win a match, and IS Hour with 3 points, are in the danger zone.
Harrison Ashu. And now to end the news, here once again are our top stories. Travel agencies are jam-packed with people, including pupils and students, returning home to answer presents on the first day of school tomorrow. In effect, classes resume tomorrow for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. Extreme weather conditions are putting much of the United States on high alert, and Lekki Efi are topping the Guinness Women's Super League after the 5 matches played nationwide. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Marie-Lise Natasha Mbang.
Bon après-midi. Rentrée scolaire du deuxième trimestre et demain le grand jour. Alors que les vacances de Noël touchent à leur fin, l'atmosphère dans les agences de voyage et les domiciles est électrique. Les préparatifs de la rentrée scolaire battent leur plein avec parents, enseignants et élèves qui dressent un bilan des cours de remise à niveau effectués pendant les congés. Les élèves se disent prêts à reprendre les classes avec enthousiasme et détermination. À l'étranger, au Gabon, les pharmaciens ne délivrent plus de médicaments faute de remboursement de la Caisse nationale d'assurance maladie et de garantie sociale qui aurait accumulé une dette trop élevée envers les officines. En sport, football MTN Elite One, la 6e journée se poursuit ce dimanche. Des chocs palpitants à suivre à travers les stades de la République. La Panthère sportive d'Undé reçoit à Banjoun le canon sportif de Yaoundé. Non loin à Bouda, Bamboutos va se mesurer à PWG de Bamenda. Au stade Mbappé-Lépé à Douala, 2 matchs se disputent. C'est depuis 13h30, Dynamo a accueilli Yossa. Et puis à 15h30, Union sportive de Douala va faire face à la adversité de la Colombe, du Dja et Lobo. À l'annexe 1 de l'Omnisport, coup double également, c'était à 13h30, AS Fortuna a croisé Stade Renard de Melon. À 15h30, Fauve Azur affronte Victoria United. Un rappel, jeudi dernier, à l'annexe Room des Adja, Coton Sport de Garoua a fait match nul, un but partout avec les Astres de Douala. C'est le même score qui a sanctionné la confrontation Gazelle Academy et Aigle Royal du Mungu. Toujours en sport, football féminin, Guinness Super League, l'équipe football fille consolide sa position de leader grâce à sa victoire 4-1 devant Vision Foot. FC Ebolova a largement battu Amazon FAP 5-1. Le top qui opposait Louvre Minprof à Authentique Ladies de Douala a vu la victoire de Louvre 3-1. Caïman Fille domine Éclair de Sa 1-0. Itambon Badja Sport 2-1. AS Awa prend le dessus sur Cyclone FC 1-0. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Restez sur la CRTV Poste National. Nos programmes se poursuivent.